Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's therapy time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Time for you to release your frustration or frustrations. It may be plural. 615-737-1025. This is where you get interactive with the show. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We've also got a text line, same number, 737-1025. And we've got a $25 gift card to Tin Roof on the line for the best. You just made the list. Daquan Jones coming up at the bottom of this hour. Lee Sterling to kick off the final hour of the program. And then pick six after Lee. Who would like to begin? Who would like to start? Nobody angry on the show? Nobody? Nobody's really feeling it? Last week, had some, you know, Chase was frothing to get going.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get that vibe today that anybody's really...
I'm not frothing. I'm just... This is more of a frustration,
okay,
and pet peeve kind of thing.
Okay.
Because I feel like that we've all experienced this at some point in our lives of when you go to a restaurant and you order a meal, in this instance a steak, you want it cooked a certain way. You have the temperature that you like. And when you ask for it to be done a certain way, you expect it to be done that way. And I'm not going to name names, but I've gone to a place now twice that is over on my side of town. And I like my steak medium rare. Rare or medium rare.
Ooh,
but that's what I like. You say oof. You say no?
No.
Oh, yeah. Are you well done?
No blood. No blood.
See. No blood. I like it pretty close to mooing. That's just, that's me.
No, that's a no for me.
Willie, I know it's rare you get to eat meat, but when you order a steak, how do you
He's
like it?
He's not allowed to answer this on the air.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Leave Willie out of this.
Aaron, you just made the list!
Aaron is actually in New England right now, so I think I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm a medium guy.
Willie, right. Feel free to speak.
I'm a medium guy.
So I go to this place, and... I understand that things, I mean, dining out in general has just been very different in the last 6 months. And so I'm a little more, you know, all right, if it's messed up the first time, let's just get it right for the next time. But I've been here twice now, and I've ordered medium rare, and it hasn't come out medium. It's been more close to medium well. And I don't like that. So the second time I had to send it back. First time, benefit of the doubt. Second time, I'm like, no, this is not what I ordered. This is not correct. So they take it back. They redo it. And I don't like doing that because I know that that's, you know, but you got it wrong. So I expect you to get it right. Comes back out, same thing. Couldn't get the temperature right. And I was to the point where I had to go and I was like, do I need to go back there and teach you how to cook a medium rare steak? It's not that hard.
It's really not.
And so, unnamed place.
You just made the list.
Wow, must be something near and dear to you for you not willing not willing to go there, huh?
Call them out. Because I know I'm going to be going. I'm going to frequent.
Well, what do they care about pleasing you then? You're going to be back no matter what.
Yeah. Well, it's more because of convenience than anything. But wow. Yeah, I was just kind of frustrated.
Okay. All right, unnamed restaurant. Shame on you, unnamed place, unnamed cook. Willie, what do you got?
Well, I've been racking my brain. I really don't have a big one. I would say this.
Okay? Surprised nobody's put me on the list yet.
Here's what I'm going to go with. I have given this a lot of thought. It hasn't happened yet. Right, because we're about to see a baseball postseason tournament that we've never seen before. Okay, So this is I'm going to make a sort of a prediction list because, you know, it hasn't happened. So I'm not putting somebody on the list for something that hasn't happened yet. But I'm going to predict. There's going to be some fun, wacky things that happen in this baseball postseason tournament with 8 teams allowed in on each side. There's going to be some 2 out of 3s where somebody wins that isn't supposed to win. Let's just take the Reds. If they sneak into this thing, and they might, if they run Trevor Bauer and Luis Castillo out there, and then maybe Sonny Gray, I don't care who they're playing. They got a chance, right? Those 3 pitchers could pitch lights out. They might even be able to beat the Dodgers. And that's going to be exciting for a while, right? And baseball might get what they want in the short term, but I'm going to put people on the list that think they should do this every year for baseball. And
made the list!
At the risk of being the get off my lawn, the traditionalist, you never want to change, all of that stuff. That's not how baseball is supposed to be. This year, I love it. It's going to be awesome. I'm all for it. More baseball. We got started late. It's only 60 games. This is 2020. Fine. But if it goes well, I don't think this is how they should do it in the future with the postseason. Don't get any ideas. I don't want it to be like hockey. I don't want it to be like NBA. Baseball is different.
Don't water it down.
The regular season needs to mean something. It's going to be really exciting, especially for one team. It could be a team that finished, 32-28. They could win the World Series. But I'm going to put people on the list who think because it's exciting this year, stay with this in the future. So that's my thing.
Okay.
You just made the list.
The Reds are kind of scary, if I'm being honest. They fit the Montreal steal around mold.
Yes, they do.
And I say that because
are they the Blackhawks or the Canadiens? Which one are they?
Well, I think they would be like the Canadiens because they have the Carey Price with the pitchers, I think.
Okay.
If you look at Castillo, his last month he's been almost unhittable, and Bauer should win the Cy Young. And then if your number 3 guy is Sonny Gray, that's a pretty good number 3.
Yeah. And I think my team could end up having to play him. So
it's possible. It is possible.
Mine's just a quick pet peeve. We've kind of laughed about this off the air, so I'll just go on and do it on the air. Kind of a pet peeve for the show. We've really enjoyed having, our phone line, of course. I mean, it is a sports talk show, but also a text line. And, of course, that's all driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And we always appreciate all the interaction on this show and all the feedback. Here this week, we have had a lot of interaction with you. That's good. That's really good. But the one that does kind of crack us up, and I'm not going to lump you guys in it, but I know you do. But I'll just speak for me. But also, it's a pet peeve. Like, there's no reason for you to on the text line to, like, denounce the show of how dare you or why didn't you talk about, this team or how dare you talk about that person or I'm leaving the show. Like, I'm checking out. Like,
I'll never
mad.
Listen again, guy.
I don't really know if it's – we don't get it really a lot of I'll never – it's more of just – like
right now what I want you to talk about right now.
Right, and I'm mad, and so I'm checking out. It's like there's no reason for you to tell us. It's free radio. You can check in and check out. We would love for you to stay with us for 4 hours a day. Honestly, we would love that. And we do appreciate the ones who really do stick with us most of the day. They can, the schedule allows it. But you don't really need to announce to us on our text line that something has made you mad, so you are checking out of the show. Like, there's really no need for that because you're not a paying customer. This is a free show for you. So there's really no need for you to inform us that you are, checking out. Like, you've decided to turn away. Like, that's your right. You have the right to do that. We wish you wouldn't, but there's really no need to tell us that you're doing that because it doesn't do anything. Just so you know, it changes nothing. In fact, we chuckle because, okay, sorry. Wish you wouldn't have. By the way, most of the time when you complain, it's like, yeah, well, we touched on that in the first hour. Thanks for listening. That happens a lot of times, you know, because we get it. You know, a lot of you can't. You check in, you check out, schedule pending, you know, just depending on what your schedule is. That's fine. But if you're going to complain about something and you haven't been listening that much, aren't you kind of taking a risk that, hey, I'm complaining about you not talking about something that maybe we have? You know, that just, you might want to think about that. But just to say, hey, you don't really need to let us know. Like, it's okay. It's free. And you can check in and check out whenever you want. You don't really need to let us know because it's not changing anything. So that's what I got.
You just made the list.
A small pet peeve.
Okay. Text line isn't an airport, folks.
That, by the way, that is one of our off-air discussions, and Elijah gets credit for that line. So give the line that you told us that we cracked up on.
Yeah, our text line's not an airport. You can't. We're not announcing our departure. No need to every time you do.
No need to announce your departure. It's not an airport.
Just like you don't need to text us when you've arrived and tuned
right.
in.
No, it's okay. We're hey guys, glad you're here. But
guys, I'm here.
You can call us and tell us that, you know, or you can weigh in with a name, and we'll read it. But yeah, Elijah gets the line for that. That was the best line. All right, so now we're going to ask you to jump in there and tell us who or what has made you mad. Mike and Greg, you're going to lead things off on the other side. 615-737-1025, your calls. Who or what is on your list next? We've had this theme this week, old school. This was certainly in that movie. Good news on the Titans practice front. We'll have Daquan Jones at the bottom of this hour. A lot of guys back in the mix. Chris Jackson dealing with the hamstring, back at practice. Malcolm Butler dealing with the quad, back at practice. Jonathan Joseph dealing with a calf injury, back at practice. Dennis Kelly and Derek Roberson both back on the practice field. Jonnu Smith dealing with the ankle injury or ankle situation, back on the practice field. The only player that I can tell from what people are tweeting out is A.J. Brown is the only player that is not out in the open portion of today's practice. So good news on the Titans front. All right, let's get some reaction from you. By the way, one person did just drop off, so we've got one line available. We had loaded lines. One just dropped off. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Mike and Gallatin, get us started.
Guys, how you doing this morning? Or good. Afternoon now, I guess.
Yeah, good.
So, damn-tastic.
Good. Great. So I for one, am not like 100% proud of my body type at the moment. And I told myself, you know, again, like everybody has their New Year's resolution. It took me a little bit longer to get to mine, maybe about halfway through the year resolution probably. And I decided it's time. I'm going to go get a gym membership. So I chose Planet Fitness in Gallatin for my gym because mostly because, A, affordability, but also because I felt like being a guy who's just not too savvy with the gym and the equipment, it just felt like the best place for me to go that I could learn the ropes and things like that. So I'm in the gym this last week, and I am doing a little bit of cardio. I get the cardio done, and I decide today I was going to do upper body and chest. So sorry, chest and arms. My bad. I get on my first chest workout machine, and I'm getting ready to go. And in walking behind me, I could almost hear footsteps and, like, the ground shaking a little bit. Is a guy built like Brock Lesnar stepping behind me and, like, almost breathing down my neck while I'm working on this machine. So I'm trying to just block them out and just keep working out. But, like, apparently I was hindering Brock's ability to work out because it felt like he was breathing down my neck. So I get done with that machine, I wipe it off, and I move on to the next one, hoping that I'm not in his path of the workout. But, of course, I move to the next machine, and I'm on top of him, too. So I punt my workout. I'm like, okay, he's doing
because of this guy, you're punting.
You gave in.
Hang out. Hear me out. I punt my workout. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do chest because I'm just tired of being stalked by a guy who's clearly doing quadruple the weight that I'm doing and is breathing down my neck. I decide I'm going to do legs. I'll go do legs instead. So I get my pin out. I'm moving over to the leg machine, and I'm going to do some leg presses. And Brock decides he's going to do legs next too. the guy is almost like he's following me, and he's giving you that stare. Like, it's not like he's social distancing, but he's also like right up in your grill at the same time, giving you that look like, dude, what are you doing? Hurry up, come on. So it was the most uncomfortable like gym experience I've had in quite some time. But like those big dudes got their, like, do they have like Gold's Gym? Isn't Gold's Gym meant for big buffy dudes? I partially go to Planet Fitness because it's supposed to be for the.
You thought it was for the common Joe, right?
It's the judgment free zone.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Average Joe's Gym is for me. If you want to go be big and beefy, Globo Gym is right across the street. I am proud of my Planet Fitness membership because I can work out and then be a weenie and go sit in their little massage chair for an hour. And that, honestly, that's what I'm here for. But Brock was there to break world records. And so I'll just put – we'll call him Brock Lesnar, so we'll put him on the list. And
so no Golds in Gallatin, huh?
No, there's a Golds in Gallatin, but again, it's affordability. It's really what it is. Plus, also, I mean, the difference in a drive time. I mean, I'm 10 minutes away from Planet Fitness. I'm 20 plus minutes away. From
no, Golds. I'm saying for him. I was saying, is that the reason he's there? Because there's no Golds in Gallatin?
I don't know, but I mean, I think the point is like. Lunk Alarm is in Planet Fitness for a reason. It's to keep those dudes out so that people can work in a polite environment. And Homeboy was just he was going to eat me if I didn't hurry up and get off the machine. So, Brock Lesnar, you suck.
You just made the list.
Maybe he thought you were Paul Heyman.
I got to be honest.
No, Chase, maybe.
Just for the dodgeball reference, you're already atop the list already. All right, Mike, thank you. Good luck with your workouts.
Problem, guys. Good start.
That's a really good start. Let's go to Greg. Greg, who or what is on your list?
Hello, gentlemen.
Here it comes.
I would like to put one Chase McAbabe on the list.
What has Chaser done now?
Not once, but twice. He has defiled my Nashville Predator ears with one of the two most annoying goal songs in the NHL.
This would be for the Stars.
Was it this goal song?
Wow. Elijah went there. It's Elijah Campbell.
And now I got to go wash my ears out with Pine Sol.
Yeah.
Greg, I just
don't
want you
say
to know,
you're sorry because you're not. Don't say that.
You are a loyal listener, and you're always in Barrel House and keeping it real with us. You're a wrestling fan, so I promise you right here that I will never play that again.
And I just want to know who wrote that song, because what?
Pantera.
Did they feel the crowd was going to forget the team's name? Oh, what, are we watching the Mavericks tonight? Are we watching? seriously.
It's Pantera, the band Pantera. They were the ones that wrote it. They were season ticket holders back in, the year they won the cup. So they did it.
Nashville's got Tim McGraw. Dallas has got Pantera.
How long do you think it took to write that song?
I think a lot of time went
into it. Is there any more words? Are there any more lyrics to the song? Dallas Stars?
No. Anyway.
Do you feel better, Greg?
I just had to put him on the list. I feel a little bit better. The prox, the Pine Sol I'm about to use to wash it out of my ears again will feel much better, but yeah.
Use the one with the purple cap. Thank you, Greg.
All right. See y'all guys later.
And you poured more kerosene on that.
I did.
You did not try to fix it at all.
Nate has chimed in because, of course, Nate was going to chime in on this. Another loyal listener that's hanging out in Barrel House. I thought this was the Nashville Predators radio network, not the Dallas Stars radio network.
Ooh, that's tough. That's tight.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting called out for this.
I am.
Let's go to Doug. He's never shy on stories. Who or what is on your list, Doug? Is it the automobile store? Is it the electronics store? Where is Doug going next?
Fellas, I've got the pharmacy pharmacy chain with the upside down M as their logo, they're on my list.
You just made the list.
I wonder what he's talking about.
Do they have a color in their name?
It's not white or blue. How about that?
So what have they done?
I still hold on to the tradition of my father of reading the paper with your morning breakfast. And although, you know, paper is a dying breed, you know, most people wipe and swipe to get their news, I still hold on to having breakfast, flipping the pages, reading stats. I can just memorize everything better by reading. So I finally got down to a place that carries the paper. You know, most places have stopped. So the upside down M logo, they still carry the paper. So I
was honestly, Doug, I was going to say, who still sells the paper?
The
so apparently, M. Okay, apparently they do. Okay.
They carry all four. They carry the local, the Tennessean, and the USA Today.
Okay.
So I buy the paper, and I may need to be partially on this list because I didn't notice that it was yesterday's paper.
Oh, no.
I leave, and 15 minutes later, I come back, and I say, hey, this is yesterday's paper. And I'm told that they cannot refund the paper. Now, the new paper is laying right there in the rack. 15 minutes later, I said, I don't want a refund. I just want the current paper. Now, mind you, I'm down with Corona protocol. I had my N95 mask on. Heck, I even choked down a sneeze as I was standing at the register. But to tell me that you cannot exchange with me the old paper with the new paper, and I understand the Corona thing. You know, some places aren't even taking back refunds because of the coronavirus. We're talking a paper undisturbed. I don't look homeless or unkept. And we're talking roughly 15 minutes. And you wouldn't give me the new paper?
I was going to say, just give me the new
one. I didn't ask for a refund.
Yeah.
I just want the current paper. So upside down M.
You just made the list.
The last stand that I have to hold on to my father's tradition of reading the paper with your breakfast. You just made the list.
Mm. That's too bad, Doug. That does not make any sense why they just didn't.
No sense at all.
Just give you the new. Who cares? Don't even take the old one back. Just give you the current one and tell you
because
to have a nice day.
Because of the refund policy, she couldn't give me a refund due to Corona. I said, I was just here 15 minutes ago. I went down to the market that was not a very likely place, and I found the current paper, so I still held on to my father's tradition.
So you bought two papers?
Yes, I did.
In one
day. I refused to pay for another one right there, so I said, I'm out.
Okay.
So I went down to the local market, bought one.
All right, problem solved. It cost you double the money, but problem solved. Thank
$5.
You, Doug.
$5.
$5?
$2.50.
Oh, my God. That's what it costs for a daily paper?
The Tennessean is $2.50.
Oh, my. Oof. Oh, my.
And today was the day of high school stats where you're ranking in the state, you know, the one I want to read.
Okay. All right. Thank
$5.
You got to get on the list for putting yesterday's papers out there the next day. That's the first thing.
That's
yesterday's paper should never be available today.
The next day, yeah, no doubt. Real quickly, Barrett, who or what is on your list?
Hey, let's get Stillman on there for continuity.
Okay.
And
good.
Yeah, those keyboard warriors, that reminds me, it's a very keyboard phenomenon that happened in the early days of being on Facebook. They would bend over backwards and write a soliloquy just to say how screwed up this group is and how they're leaving instead of just tipping out the door. But my list is the Florida Fourth District Court of Appeals and the Jupiter, Florida courts for allowing Robert Kraft to skirt justice once again, saying that the videos are illegal, even though they had warrants in there for 3 weeks previous because they were trafficking young Asian women in and out of the place. So by ruling that the video is illegal, they're allowing the owners of the Orchids of Asia Spa to get away with sex trafficking just to let a billionaire off the hook. Face your justice, Robert Kraft. I don't want to see the video. I know there are people that do, but serve your time, you smug, rich jerk.
You just made the list.
All right, you too, Barrett. Thank you. All right, we will come back. Titans, good participation, by the way. Good stuff.
I don't have time to read a text, do I?
Go ahead quickly.
Hey, guys, just wanted to let you know I'm getting ready to have lunch. Appreciate you, Keith.
That's okay. It's okay.
He can go over to Cinnabon. The line at the airport to Cinnabon is fine.
All right, we'll come back with Titans defensive lineman Daquan Jones. That's next. join the Cure for our friends for their annual charity golf tournament. That benefits cystic fibrosis families on Saturday, September 26th. That's tomorrow at 12 Stones Golf Course. It'll be a 7 o'clock in the morning free round for the first responders with free lunch. For more information and to sign up, go to thegamenashville.com and click on the events tab. That is tomorrow morning. Hope a lot of you get out there and take advantage of that. I was just reading where the 49ers, more injury reports. Looks like the Bengals will be without Geno Atkins again. He has not played in a game this season. The 49ers will have George Kittle out, not playing.
Willie, our fantasy team is...
George Kittle, his knee has been ruled out for Sunday's game in the Giants. So no Jimmy Garoppolo, no George Kittle. Raheem Mostert,
out.
Tevin Coleman,
out.
Out.
D. Ford,
out. He gone.
Yep. Yep. He gone. Bosa, by the way, Bosa and Thomas, ACLs, gone for the year. Yeah, that's the 49ers MASH unit right now. And they're a 3.5-point favorite on the road to the Giants. How embarrassing is that for New York? You're a 3.5-point underdog at home. And the 49ers lost their two best players on defense in Thomas and Bosa, who are studs. Their quarterback is out. Their two running backs are out. D. Ford is out. And their stud tight end is out. And you're a 3.5-point underdog. Holy moly.
Yikes. Yikes, I say.
Sliding George Kittle to the bench. Sliding in Jared Cook. Okay. Set lineup. Thank you.
To quote a person we used to work with, we're kind of in a four-corner stall here waiting for Daquan Jones to give us a call.
I was waiting for that.
So while we're doing that,
time
there was
only
a,
has been called.
While we pull out the tarp, we're going to have a little delay here waiting for Daquan Jones. Can you read the text that we got for you?
Yes.
Just made the list? Brian in Portland?
So... see if I can get through this. All right. Brian in Portland. So I'm 22. I've got a
22 years old.
I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, both boys. My doctor told me last year that my body will not allow me to help produce any more children. So he said there's no need for surgery for me not to be able to have kids anymore. Monday, we found out my wife is pregnant again. I love that I'm having another kid with my wife, but this doctor just made the list, and I will be switching doctors now. Also, Chase can be on the list for ordering rare, medium rare steaks because that's just gross.
You just made the list!
There is so much to unpack here.
That's a lot to take
in. That's a lot.
So he was told, let's start with, he was told by a professional, a doctor, a licensed professional.
Yes.
That you can no longer, you don't even need a procedure. You will no longer be allowed, you cannot have kids anymore because of your body type. And they find out that they're pregnant. Right?
And he's 22.
There's for starters.
Yeah. That's, I
Antonio
mean,
Cromartie be impressed.
Wow. 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 I mean, you could have used Philip Rivers. At least he's still playing.
Oh, Philip Rivers, too. I mean, yeah, he's in the same category now.
Cromartie's not even playing anymore, is he? He's out of the league,
no.
Right?
It's a good question to ask every year, or at least what team he's
well,
on.
Well, no, but he's
no,
he
I
played
think he's
forever.
Out.
I think he's
ironically teammates,
finally out.
Former teammates with Philip Rivers.
Yeah,
but,
that's correct.
Yeah, he hasn't played since his last year was 2016 with the Colts.
Okay. Does he have more kids since he's retired?
That is a good question.
You know who else can be referenced in that group? Travis Henry.
Yeah.
He could be thrown into that group as well.
So, Cromartie married Tarika Kasing in 2010. Kasing gave birth to a daughter in April 2010, a son in early 2012, twins in 2016, and in August of 2017, a daughter. He has 14 children total.
14 shows. That is more than Rivers. They have 12?
Well,
what does Rivers have?
11? It's more than one.
12?
I want to say one of Cromartie's was post-vasectomy, too.
Whew.
Yikes. Mike Vrabel.
I mean, is Daquan on the line yet?
No, he's not. We're still in the four corners.
We pulled the tarp, and man, did we go down a tangent.
down a weird rabbit hole. Mike Vrabel, I tried to get us off out of this hole. Mike Vrabel's saying that Vic Beasley will be active for Sunday's game, so he is going to play on Sunday.
Well, my 80% was low, as a matter of fact. I should have gone 90.
Yeah, he is going to play. He is a full participant again today, and he will play on Sunday.
Now the question is, what role? Will he have any role in the outcome of this game? Will he play 10 plays, 20 plays? Will he make a big play somewhere in there? Will he show up? You know, when I say show up, I mean when we're watching the game, will we notice that he's out there? That's the first thing.
I mean, he's got to – getting Clowney some rest, you know, where he's not playing 60 snaps a game, I mean, that's victory in itself. So.
Where's Daquan?
We need Daquan.
Can we take a break and take a 20 and, you know, regroup after
that? I think that's a
discussion about number of kids, Rivers versus Cromartie's in a soccer game.
Sports talk radio.
Yeah, blame Brian in Portland, okay?
I have tears.
Come on,
in my
Brian.
Eyes. Kevin on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'm just checking in to call my departure. As I depart my departing location, I will call my arrival when I arrive at my arrival destination. Stay tuned.
Thanks for checking
Kevin
in.
Kevin from Clark's.
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, I need a 20.
Has anybody left the show since we started talking about kids? Could you please text us and let us know? let's say this.
Daquan?
This is Daquan there. Hello, Daquan? Let's say this. It looks like that Craig Smith, I'm going to try to change the subject, that Smitty is going to be, Crazy Legs is going to be hitting the free agent market.
Yeah, I saw that Adam put that out earlier today with The Athletic, Adam Vingan, that he spoke with his agent, and it looks like he will be testing the market just like Mikhail Granlund.
You know, the goal of having a three-year contract, as I look at the list of forwards available, I think it's reasonable. I don't know what it would be per season, but is 3 years unreasonable for a guy like Craig Smith who, generally speaking, is available, right? He doesn't miss a whole lot of time with injuries. He's very consistent. He stays in great shape. I think the question is, what's the price in this market for him?
Yep.
In a 3-year deal.
So if
the Predators are turning the page on Craig Smith, that's and Granlund, if they don't end up coming back, which I guess you can't say it's completely out of the question until they sign with somebody else, but that's a lot of minutes, that's a lot of production that you're having to replace in some form. So if they're departing, then who's coming in? Speaking of departures and arrivals, it's been the theme of the hour in the airport references. Because look at that list of free agents that are out there for forwards. I'm hard pressed to see a match for the Predators that could play in their top six.
Bobby Ryan. Well, but this is not a top six situation, is it?
Somebody's got to play with Matt Duchene.
Yeah.
Right, but what we're talking about is not really been a top six. It was more, right, third line.
Yeah, well, it was Smith.
Last year he was.
But Grant
Smith
true.
Is more or less a top six production type
yeah,
of guy.
True. Very
you know,
true.
Solid second liner.
Bobby Ryan for $1 million. Interest anyone? Anyone?
I would look at it. I would look at it for a 1 year, $1 million.
One year, one million.
Mike Ribeiro type deal.
Scott Hartnell.
Yep.
You know, I looked at this. Matt Duchene and Bobby Ryan. Now, Bobby Ryan, let's put in perspective. Second overall pick once upon a time. He's 33. He's been in the league forever because he jumped right in there at age 18, 19. So you're thinking, how old is this guy? Well, he's only 33. But as we know, he's been through a lot, right? He's been outspoken, alcoholism. He had to sit out for a long time last year battling that. Came back and, you know, played and did okay. He's been on some really bad Ottawa teams as the overpaid guy. Why did we sign this guy for so much? So if you lower your expectations a little bit and he's a bargain, then I wouldn't rule it out. And, Chase, you're the one that sort of turned the light on for me. There is a history between Matt Duchene and Bobby Ryan.
Right.
They played together. I looked up the numbers. They played as line mates for quite a bit of time back in the day. We're talking about when Matt Duchene got traded to Ottawa in the Kyle Turris, Sam Girard three-way deal. They played 104 games together, over 615 minutes together on natural stat trick, 5-on-5. And on a team that wasn't very good, they had reasonably good numbers together. Now, that was, you know, a couple seasons ago. But there is something there that would have you look at that for a bargain basement insurance. Hey, Tolvanen, maybe he's not ready right away. Who can we sit in there and see if he's got anything left? Yeah, Bobby Ryan, something to look at maybe.
All right, let's do this. Let's announce that we're going to step away, and then we'll announce that we're also coming back. And on the other side, we should have Daquan Jones. Let's do that to wrap up the third hour of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Friday afternoon. And thank God our guest is on the line with us. The last segment will not be on the best of Darren Donick and Chase anytime soon. And calling in is Daquan Jones of the Titans. He's on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Save us.
Daquan, save the show, man. Thank you for calling in.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
We had to stall last segment. It was not our best work. I'll just leave it at that. We had Steve Watterson on in the last hour, and we had a really good conversation with him. And just, you know, obviously his longevity with the organization, spanning many decades. Mm-hmm. And we were told that you worked with Steve Watterson about your balance. Did you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
You know, came in one summer and, you know, me and him were just going after it for the workouts and coming up with new type of things. And he goes, you should try to do this, this like core balance workout. And it was like, you know, balancing on this board and, flipping Gatorade bottles, we're trying to balance on it and doing squats. And it was a very challenging thing to learn, but, you know, it really helped pay off in the long run, I believe.
Was that the first time anybody had ever presented something like that to you?
I mean, yeah, that's something, you know, you might see skill guys do it, but, you know, D linemen really working on balance and stuff like that as the main focus of a workout. I just never seen it, and I've never really done it while training, so it was the first time for me.
Were you able to master it, or was it tough?
Yeah, no, I got pretty good at it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm even now, I'm still pretty comfortable on that board, and doing some stuff here and there to keep up. It's one of the things that I kept in my routines since he left. So I'm really appreciative of that.
Do you feel like it's helped you in certain areas? If so, how?
I mean, yeah. I mean, just like, you know, you find yourself in a game of when you get like these bump blocks and bump reach blocks, and I mean, you're tilting over there on one leg, but, you know, not being able to, you know, fully tank over. You see, watch film and people getting thrown to the ground and bumped over out of there, and I feel like it kind of helps me keep my center of gravity on these scoop blocks and double teams.
Seeing Jarrell Casey work every day, you spent many years with him. I know he's now in Denver. You saw the first week of the season. What did you learn from Jarrell Casey, a guy like Jarrell?
Just doing the little things and doing a little more. I mean, he taught me coming in here, you know, work out in the course of the season. I mean, you're in the top shape the first couple of weeks, and then you kind of lose it as the course of the season goes. So just keeping up on your cardio and doing more cardio workouts throughout the year, and find a time to go running by yourself or running either before or after a workout, just to keep you wind up and stay in shape for the whole season. So stuff like that just really helped me as a pro, and you know, stuff I still do now.
What about the young guy, Big Jeff, as you guys call him, Jeffrey Simmons? What have you seen out of him early on in his career?
I mean, he's just a guy who has a lot of energy, and he shows up to work every day, excited to be here. And when you go in that field, I mean, he really lets his personality show. I mean, that's who he is, and he's a high motor guy. I mean, a big guy, being that big and be able to move that fast in open space and hawk guys down is so impressive. And I just been, you know, love having him around, and love feeding off him and making each other better.
We were talking on the show this week, Daquan, about scoring is way up in the NFL through the first 2 weeks of the season, and kind of, you know, why? You know, is it because of the unusual circumstances, no preseason, you know, a weird off season? Well, one of the other factors in this that we threw into the pile of why this could be happening is they're not calling penalties, and in particular, they're not calling holding penalties from offensive linemen. It's way, way down. In fact, there's been very few through the first 2 weeks. Are you seeing that as a player? Do you feel like offensive lines are getting away with a little bit more than in the past, or no?
You know, for me, I mean, I've always told that O linemen don't hold in the league. I mean, so I play in the trenches, so I don't really, you know, bother myself for holding and stuff like that. I mean, you know, my job is to go out there and try to knock another grown man back and shut off and make plays. So I really, you know, for me in my position, I really don't focus too much on it. Maybe on the edge more, I can see that being a problem. But for me inside, it's, you know, there's no such thing as holding when you're inside the trenches. So for me, I really see no real difference.
Take us, speaking of the trenches, take us to the 1 yard line. You guys have had a lot of plays where the team is right there at the, you know, at the doorstep of the goal line, and you guys have done an incredible job of stuffing teams and not letting them in. What is that like, and why have you guys been able to be so successful at the goal line?
I mean, you got to take you know, pride in that. You know, when a team get down in the red zone, you don't want them down there anyway, but when they get down there, you got to keep them out, and you got to pride yourself, especially don't let them run it in. Something we take pride in real seriously here, and we don't want them to run the ball in, so we go out there in the jungle rules. You know what I mean? It's knock the guy back in front of you and see how far you back can get in their backfield and make a play. And we've been doing a heck of a job of that, I feel like, the last couple of years, and see, I continue to do it.
Daquan Jones is with us, Titans defensive lineman, as they take on the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, as a part of our job, Daquan, we look at the opponent. We talk about the other team, and Minnesota coming in at 0-2. I know that, you know, you can't take everything away from the record. When you guys have done your work this week looking at them, knowing the injuries that they have, what do you see out of your opponent come Sunday?
I mean, they're a very well-coached football team, and, you know, their offense, they work really well together as far as the interior. It's going to be a hard-fought game, man, and I think we know what we're getting ourselves into. I mean, they're down right now 0-2, and we know the juice is going to be flowing. They're going to get back on track, so we're going to get their best game of football. So we just got to go out there and play our game and make sure that we're fundamentally sound and doing our jobs and our details to the play and execute, and I think we'll be all right.
What do you see out of Dalvin Cook in their run game?
I mean, he's a hard runner. I mean, the first guy isn't going to get him down, so we got to make sure we do a good job in getting all 11 and a half to the ball. I mean, knocking the guy back, shed the block, and get to the ball, and I feel like we'll be all right. We just can't let one person tackle.
With some of these young guys and the unique year that we have in the NFL of not having the mini camps and obviously preseason, what have you been able to see out of some of your rookies, and how have you been able to help them get acclimated to the world of the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very impressed with how, you know, they picked up stuff mentally. You know, the repetition and stuff like that, you know, it's going to take a while. We didn't get to have mini camp and stuff like that where you can sit there and drill the play and do that stuff over and over again. But I feel like everyone is you know, catching on pretty quickly and executing, and we try to do a good job of maintaining that throughout the year, because that's really going to help teams move on.
We're talking to Daquan Jones, defensive lineman for the Titans. They've got the big game against the Vikings. Daquan, we hear this terminology a lot for Gary Kubiak, and there's a lot of people that teach it, but the zone blocking scheme that the running game, so many good running teams have used over the years to be effective. What's the easiest way to explain how that works, why it's effective, and what you have to do to be successful against it?
I mean, they get you running sideways. I mean, if you're O-line and you can get a D-lineman to turn his shoulder to run to the sideline, you open up seams in the run game and give the running back, any really choice he wants to cut back. So our job is to go out there and play with square shoulders and get knocked back and make sure we set a edge wall and we make sure we swarm. So we go out there and do that. I think we'll be fine.
All right, Daquan, I noticed you're on the website here. We've got favorite movie, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Now, there's been like 20-something Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I've got a teenage son. I've probably seen a half to two-thirds of them. Mm-hmm. So why is that particular one the best Marvel movie? Give us the movie review there.
I mean, I don't know. For me, I just feel like I gravitate toward that one more. I mean, I think I like the fact how there's like a little divide there, and then they come together at the end. I mean, I kind of like to see, I'm a big Marvel guy. I'm into that stuff, and to see, all the characters coming together, and they show differences, and then at the end, finally come together for a greater cause. So I think that's pretty cool, and I think that's why I like that one the most.
That's a good theme. Now, I think we need a springboard. Darren's got a young son, but he has not gotten into the Marvel movies at all. His son is 8. So I feel like we've got to turn the light on. Daquan, can you help my man out here a little bit? This is good stuff. These are life lessons here, right?
Tell me how to get him off Fortnite, and that's
yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of these movies teach. I feel like life lessons, and you can watch any of them and pick some quotes from any character really. And for me, I go back to watching like stuff like this and anime for me as a kid. It's like a safe haven for me. And they're going back and you hear some of these guys talk and the famous one, you go to even Superman about, great power comes with great responsibility and stuff like that. It's like, it really teaches you, with any type of light you get in the world or any type of achievement you get, you got to learn how to handle that and be a pro about it, you know what I mean, and not get too big and caught up in the moment and be able to be humble and come back to your roots at times. So I feel like these movies kind of, they're in there in different ways, but I feel like they help send that message across to the youth.
See, Darren, this is what he's speaking my language. This is how I feel. Daquan and I are on the same page.
Hey, you're selling me. We got to figure out how to sell my son. That's you've sold me. By the way,
Daquan, congratulations to you because I couldn't sell it, but you sold it well, and now Darren could be on board. There's hope.
I mean, he's quoting the movies, Willie. He sold it way better than you did.
Marvel movies are awesome.
Who would you play, Daquan? By the way, if you could, let's end with that. Who would you be?
Thor.
You'd be Thor, okay.
I like Thor a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, no arguments there. Hey, go get them in Minnesota. Let's talk about a 3-0 start on Monday. Thanks for doing this.
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right, that is Daquan Jones. Good stuff from him, and indeed a noon kickoff up in Minnesota taking on the Vikings on Sunday. We'll come back, Lee Sterling and Pick 6 next.